Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yocum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. And today we have Megan Riley with us and Linda Bernard from Griffith Elementary talking about the big, big upcoming craft fair. Guys, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for coming in, Megan. Well, to start with you, how many years have you been doing this craft fair now for Griffith?
So this is the fourth year, but this is the third year that I've been in charge of it.
Fourth year, and this is like a big fundraiser for the PTO, right, to give back to Griffith students?
The PTO is part of it, but it's really mostly the teachers that are putting it on. And then our funds go towards, we're still trying to raise funds for our playground, and then also like STEM equipment for our STEM lab, Chromebooks, things, you know, just classroom materials.
Everything is all about STEM today when it comes to education in the classroom. And I know we've had several guests on this program before talking about getting STEM equipment. When you talk about STEM equipment, what kind of things are you needing in the classroom?
Well, we have a STEM lab, and in that STEM lab, we have things such as, toothpicks, marshmallows, tin foil, all kinds of things. There's all kinds of different STEM activities. You can find them online. Basically, it's just science, technology, engineering, and math. And the kids have to use different items to solve some sort of problem or come up with some kind of idea.
And then apply it too, right?
Right. Yes.
Which is so cool. Hands-on stuff there. So we got to help them. And Lord knows, it goes without saying, sometimes school corporations' funding becomes a problem. So I think it's so cool for the Griffith teachers to step up and do an event like this. Now, tell us about your craft and vendor fair. First off, it's going to be at Griffith, that's for sure. But what's the date for this year's event?
This year's event is November 16th. And it will be from 9 to 3.
9 to 3, November 16th, and that's good timing because that's right when you start thinking about early Christmas shopping, right?
Right, yes. There'll be all kinds of goodies for Christmas. We actually have 54 out of our 57 booths rented out right now. So we still have 3 open spots for anyone that would be interested. And if you wanted to sign up, you could go to our website. You can find the website on as a link from our Facebook page, which is just Griffith Craft Fair, or you could go to the actual site, which is sites.google.com/wcs.k12.in.us/Griffith Craft Fair.
My goodness, that's a website.
It is. I would recommend just going onto the Facebook page and clicking the link.
I can usually store some stuff away, but wow.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Well, again, November 16th is the date, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And at Griffith School, where are you going to be set up in the school?
So we're going to be in the gym, and then outside we'll also have a food truck with barbecue, just like last year.
It's got the best. It's got everything for everybody. You got to shop until your heart is content. Linda, we got to have you say something. I mean, you didn't get up early coming here for nothing, right? What would you like to add this morning?
Well, just to say that we will have a wide variety of vendors at this craft fair, and you find something. There will be something for everyone, and we'll have a bake sale going on.
Yes, yes.
And so come on out. It's a fun time. We all enjoy working at it. We enjoy putting it together. It gives us a good chance to reach out to the community and show us what we're about. So come on out.
Most definitely. And again, all the funds going back to the Griffith School for the kids, for STEM items, for the new playground equipment. How's it coming along with the playground equipment? Are we getting closer?
I think so. A lot of that's also just kind of a waiting game to see what's going to happen for, you know, Washington Community Schools' future. So
most definitely. Well, every dollar counts, guys. This is the best of both worlds because you contribute to the students, to Griffith Elementary, and at the same time, you can get some holiday shopping done. The Griffith Elementary Craft and Vendor Fair, the date is set November 16th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Griffith School. 3 booths left, only 3 left out of 57. Hats off to you guys for getting these filled. If you want a booth space, it's going to be certainly worth it. Is there any cost to get those booth spaces?
Yes, the booth space is $40, and that will get you an 8x8 area.
And how do they get a hold of you to get those last 3 spots?
They can call me at 812-296-0380. Email me at mriley@wcs.k12. IN.us.
There you go with that email address.
Or is it on the link also?
And then it's also on the website if you go on our Griffith Craft Fair Facebook page and click the link.
Just like the page, follow it. They'll give you updates as you get closer to it, and you can find all the links, contact information to get on board. Well, ladies, best of luck with the event November 16th. It'll be here before we know it. We appreciate you coming in to share the information with us on Take 5 today.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
You too.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.